If you have just tuned in, you are now listening to Worth Baptist Hour, a weekly broadcast of the gospel. This radio ministry is produced by Worth Baptist Church, and this is the pastor speaking. Last Sunday, the new Sunday school year began here at Worth Baptist Church. We began in a greater way than ever before. Almost 500 people attended Sunday school on the first Sunday of the new Sunday school year. As we approach the fall season of 1973, we anticipate the greatest program of growth, the greatest program of enlargement, the greatest harvest of lost souls in the history of our church. The Sunday school theme for our new Sunday school year is Sharing Christ Through the Sunday School. And this is our objective. We are sharing Christ through every phase of the church's ministry, in its music, in its training program, in its Sunday school, in its preaching program, in the outreach of world missions. We are sharing Christ with those about us and sharing Christ to the ends of the earth. If you do not have a Sunday school or church home, we would invite you to come today to visit Worth Baptist Church. Our Sunday school begins at 10 o'clock, and the Sunday school of Worth Baptist Church is thoroughly graded and organized. We have a class for every member of your family. Our textbook is the Bible, the Word of God. Today, we begin a new series of studies entitled Studies in Genesis. Our lesson today will be The Creation and Fall of Man, based on Genesis chapters 1 through 3. We would be more than happy to greet you today in the Sunday school hour at Worth Baptist Church. Our Sunday morning worship service is at 11 o'clock, and our Sunday evening worship service is at 7. You'll find a warm welcome in all the services of Worth Baptist Church. We are located at 3309 Wilbarger Street in Fort Worth. Worth Baptist Church is easily accessible from all parts of the city of Fort Worth and of Tarrant County by the Pawley Freeway, that's Highway 287 South, and by Loop 820. So we invite you to come today to share the good things of the Lord with us in the very beginning of our new Sunday school year. May God bless you and your family as you prepare even now to come to Sunday school at 10 o'clock here at Worth Baptist Church. And again, we would remind you that during the days of September, we are offering you free and postage paid one of my books of sermons entitled, Look Up, Christian, Christ is Coming. This book contains 7 messages on the second coming of the Lord Jesus Christ. We believe the coming of Christ is imminent. He may come at any moment. The Bible teaches that Jesus Christ is going to return. And this may come at any hour, at any moment of any day. I would like for you to have one of these books. All you need do is write us. We are sending it to you free and postage paid, simply by your writing this week and requesting the book entitled, Look Up, Christian, Christ is Coming. Just write a postcard or a letter and ask for the book, Look Up, Christian. Write to Worth Baptist Hour, Post Office Box 15141, Fort Worth, Texas. We'll be happy to hear from you, and may the Lord bless you as you write today. And now to my message on today's broadcast, entitled, The Greatest Famine the World Has Ever Known. I shall read from the book of Amos, chapter 8, beginning at verse 11. But before we read the scripture, I want you to pause with me in a moment of prayer. Let us pray. Our Heavenly Father, we thank Thee today for this glorious privilege of voicing the gospel. It would be our prayer that as this message fills the air, that the hearts of men and women and young people might be filled by the Holy Spirit. May this message bring many to the realization that the Bible has the answer to the problems of our world today. As the Lord Jesus is exalted, And as thy word is magnified, may the Holy Spirit bring men to Christ and bring men to the church. Bless those who are shut in the hospitals or rest homes or in their own homes. Bless those who are now in their places of business or riding across the city or the country in their automobiles and trucks. Wherever they are today, may the Holy Spirit use this broadcast to bring encouragement and enlightenment to many hearts. This is our prayer, and these are our petitions, and we ask them all in the name of Jesus Christ, our Savior, and for His sake, and with thanksgiving. Amen. In the book of Amos, chapter 8, verse 11, we find these words. Behold, the days come, saith the Lord God, that I will send a famine in the land, not a famine of bread nor a thirst for water, but of hearing the words of the Lord. And they shall wander from sea to sea, and from the north even to the east. They shall run to and fro to seek the word of the Lord, and shall not find it. In a country where we waste almost as much food as we consume, the word famine is foreign to us. Because we have food to eat and to spare, we cannot conceive of the fact that 10,000 people starve to death every day in India. To many people in the world, every day is a day of famine, and it's going to get worse. This is a sad story, but there is something that is much sadder. I speak now of another kind of famine, the famine of the Word of God. I call it the greatest famine the world has ever known. This famine of the Word of God will come in the day of the Lord, a day of darkness, a day of gloom, a day of sorrow, a day of death, a day of judgment, a day of disaster. The prophet Amos tells us that in those days, that is in the day of the Lord, the day of God's wrath, that men will run to and fro across the land, but not be able to hear one single word of the Bible. It's easy for us to take the Word of God for granted. In our day, we read it here and there in spots, now and then, off and on, once in a while, at least when we need a verse to support some argument of ours. But let me ask you, do we really appreciate the Bible, the Word of God? Do you have any idea what it would be like to live in a world where there are no Bibles? What if the Bible had never been written? Or what if it had been destroyed before you ever received a copy? What if there were no Bible, no Word of the Lord? That day is coming, the day of the greatest famine the world has ever known, a famine of the Word of God. I submit to you, first of all, that if we had no Bible, we would have no record of the creation. Let us suppose an intelligent being from outer space landed on Earth. What if this creature looked around and saw the beauty of nature, then wanted to know how it all came about? What would we say to him? Where would we send him for his information and his answers? Would we send him to the books of literature? Could Shakespeare or Byron or Longfellow answer him? No. Emphatically no. Literature does not have the answer. Would we send him to the books of medicine? Could the doctors like Salk or White or DeBakey tell him about creation? No, medicine does not have the answer. Would we send him to the books of science? Could the scientist answer him on creation? Again, the answer is a resounding no. Science does not have the answer. Science has speculation. Science has hypotheses. Science has theories. But science does not have the answer to creation. The only place we could send this man from outer space would be to the Bible, because the Bible is the only reliable source on creation. It is written in the book of Genesis chapter 1 at verse 1. In the beginning God created the heavens and the earth. This is the story of creation. This is the truth. This is the divinely inspired and revealed Word of God. And apart from it, we have no record of creation anywhere in the annals of history. So we turn to the Bible, the Word of God, to find the answer to the riddle of creation. In the second place, if we had no Bible, I submit to you, we would have no record of the life of Christ upon the earth. If a person wants to know about the life of Christ upon the earth, where would he go except to the Bible? Would he go to the masterpieces of world literature? Would he go to the annals of secular history? If so, he would find only a passing reference. For example, Josephus, the great Jewish historian, merely mentions Christ. Pliny the Younger, a Roman historian, refers to the followers of Christ. Suetonius, another Roman historian, refers only to the expulsion of the Jews from Rome because of their faith in Christ. So if we want to know about the life of Christ, we must go to the Bible. So we opened the Bible at the Gospel according to Matthew, written around the year 60 AD, and Matthew portrays Christ as the King of Israel. And as the King of Israel, Matthew says, he comes to rule and reign. So he shows us the splendor of the Lord Jesus Christ. Then we turn further to the Gospel according to Mark, which was written in the year 57 AD. And Mark portrays Christ as the servant of Jehovah. And as the servant of Jehovah, Mark tells us that Jesus Christ comes to serve and to suffer. So Mark shows us the service of the Lord Jesus Christ. Then we proceed into the Gospel according to Luke, which was written about the year 65 AD. And Luke portrays Christ as the Son of Man, and tells us that as the Son of Man, Jesus Christ comes to share and sympathize. Thus, Luke shows us the sacrifice of Jesus Christ. Then we turn to the fourth gospel, the Gospel according to John, the last one to be written about 96 AD. In the Gospel according to John, Jesus Christ is revealed as the Son of God. And John says that as the Son of God, he comes to reveal and to redeem. So John shows us the sonship of Christ. These four books, Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John, give to us four records of one glorious gospel. They give to us four biographies of one unique life, four witnesses of one wonderful person. They give us four pictures of one blessed subject, and four histories of one historical character. So we must conclude, and rightly so, that without the Bible, we would have no record of the life of Christ. In the third place, I submit to you that if we had no Bible, we would have no record of God's plan of salvation. What a wonderful book is the Bible. It tells us about God's love for sinful man. What other book tells us about the fall of man? No book but the Bible, and it's written in Genesis chapter 3. What book tells us about the sinful nature of man? The Bible does, and only the Bible, and it is written in Romans chapter 5 at verse 12. What other book tells us about the wages of sin? No book but the Bible tells us what is going to happen to the soul that sins and dies in his sin. And the Bible tells us about it in the book of Romans, chapter 6, at verse 23. What book tells us about man's need for salvation? The Bible does, and only the Bible. And it is written in Isaiah 53, 6, where the prophet says, "All we like sheep have gone astray. We've turned everyone to his own way. And the Lord hath laid on him the iniquity of us all." Is there another book that tells us about the sacrifice of Christ for sin? No, only the Bible records this, and it is written in Hebrews chapter 9 at verse 26, where Paul tells us that Jesus Christ appeared once in the end of the age to put away sin by the sacrifice of himself. Is there another book that tells us about the crucifixion of Christ? No. Only the Bible tells us this story, and Luke records it in his 23rd chapter at verse 33, where Luke tells us that when they were come to the place called Calvary, there they crucified him. Is there another book that could tell us the way of salvation? No, only the Bible tells us this. And it is written in Acts 16:31, "Believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, and thou shalt be saved." The Bible, God's book, is the only book that tells us about God's means of salvation, how a man can be saved. And Paul spells it out clearly in the book of Ephesians chapter 2 at verses 8 and 9. "For by grace are ye saved through faith, and that not of yourselves. It is the gift of God, not of works, lest any man should boast." What other book tells us about the remission of sins? No book but the Bible, and it is written in Hebrews 9:22. Is there another book that tells us how we can be forgiven of our sins? No, no book but the Bible, and Paul writes it in Ephesians 1:7, where he says, "In whom we have redemption, through His blood, even the forgiveness of sins." There is not another book in all the world that tells us about the person of salvation, who is Jesus Christ. And in the book of Acts 4:12, we read it, "Neither is there salvation in any other, for there is none other name under heaven given among men whereby we must be saved." Only the Bible tells us about the proper approach to God. Jesus tells us in John chapter 14 at verse 6, where He declares, "I am the way, the truth, and the life, and no man cometh unto the Father but by Me." Then we must conclude that without the Bible, there would be no plan of redemption, no plan of salvation. We would not know how to be saved, thus we would still be lost. Thank God for the Bible. In the fourth place, if we had no Bible, we would have no record of the founding and function and future of the church. Many volumes have been written on the history of the church, but only one inspired record is given us of how the church came into existence and how it should operate. And that inspired source is the Bible, the Word of God. The Bible and the Bible alone tells us that the church was founded by Christ. The Bible and the Bible alone tells us that the church was empowered by the Holy Spirit, that the church has two ordinances, baptism and the Lord's Supper. Only the Bible tells us that the church has two offices, the pastor and the deacon. Only the Bible tells us that the church has but one way of financing its program, and that's by the tithe and freewill gifts and offerings of God's people. Only one book tells us that the Bible, that the church has a commission to evangelize the world. And the Bible tells us that it is indeed the commission of the church to go around the world to evangelize. Without the Bible, then, we would have no idea of the church's unique place in the world today. And we would have no idea of where the church is going to be tomorrow. Remember, the church is going to be raptured and taken out of the world, and only the Bible tells the story of the rapture and the coming of the Lord Jesus Christ. In the fifth place, if we had no Bible, we would have no provision for our journey in life. Life is a journey, and we must have certain provisions to make it. We need light, and the Bible is our light. We need bread, and the Bible is our bread. We need milk, and the Bible is our milk. We need honey, and the Bible is our honey. We need meat, and the Bible is our meat. We need gold, and the Bible is more precious than gold. We need a hammer, and the Bible is like a hammer. We need a sword, and the Word of God, the Bible, is our sword. No wonder we call the Bible the traveler's map, the pilot's compass, and the pilgrim's staff. No wonder we say the Bible is a mine of wealth. The Bible is a river of pleasure. The Bible is a paradise of glory. These and other things characterize the Word of God, the Bible that we have. I have a footnote, and then I'm through. If we had no Bible, we would have no assurance about our destiny. I read in the Bible all I need to know about my future and about my destiny. I read in Luke 10:20 that my name is written in the Lamb's Book of Life. I read in John 14 that my mansion is prepared already for me. I read in Philippians 3:20 that my citizenship is in heaven. I read in 1 John 2:17 that I am going to abide forever. I read in 1 John chapter 3 that one day I will see Jesus and I will be just like Him. I read in 1 Thessalonians chapter 4 that I will be with Jesus forever. Thank God for the Bible. Thank God for the Bible, it tells me who I am. Thank God for the Bible, it tells me where I'm bound. Thank God for the Bible, it makes the way so plain. Thank God for the Bible, it exalts the Savior's name. I'm glad we have the Bible today, and I trust that in these moments you will have a new appreciation of the Word of God. And I trust that the Bible will be the number one book of your life. And I trust that you'll come today to Worth Baptist Church and hear the Word of God taught in the Sunday School hour at 10 o'clock and worship with us where the Bible is the only textbook. Worth Baptist Church, 3309 Wilbarger Street in Fort Worth. And say, don't forget, if you write this week, we will send to you free and postage paid one of our books entitled, Look Up Christian, Christ is Coming. Write today to Worth Baptist Hour, Post Office Box 15141, Fort Worth, Texas. And so, until next Lord's Day at this same time, we wish you well and the blessings of God upon your life, upon your family, and upon your home. And as always, we admonish you to keep on praying.